It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Skeletor to King Randor. Skeletor to King Randor. Come in, you royal boob.
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jay.
Hello, nurse.
This is Vixen
Jay,
and I am addicted to pandas, fresh vanilla coffee, and Steve Aoki. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
And lastly, the man who can shake his belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans, Ed Cannon Boom Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
It is I, Vixen J. I have a bad cold, but I'm still here. Right next to me is my co-host. Did you just spray you a Lysol?
No.
You just did not. Right next to me is my host, DJ Faith.
There you go.
We have a major cosplayer all the way from down under Australia, Dark Force Cosplay. He's going to be calling in, hopefully in the next couple of minutes, and we'll be having the best interview ever. I mean, this guy's calling from Australia via Skype. How cool is this?
So we also have some Did You Know Gym Selfie Freaks, you know, out there, so you guys can know about that. Watch out Disney, because Universal has some stuff up their sleeve. What movie seems to have backlash for a reboot, and Florida SuperCon is only less than 4 weeks away? This and more on the Weekend Review.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EON Network.
I need a tissue.
No tissues.
Oh, I think we have someone on the phone. Hold on.
There we go.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Sci-Fi Bauer, what's up?
Not much. Just wanted to plug in my art show. And yeah, happy to have y'all come out this week, Friday.
So when is this art show?
It is on Friday.
Where is it?
1 o'clock, at the Sunrise Art Institute.
Nice, and what's the theme?
Metamorphosis, like changes. Natural and physical in art, you know, so yeah, there's going to be some pretty interesting stuff going on.
Pretty cool. I know the last art show that you guys had, you had a celebrity there.
No, that was the gala. That was our fundraiser we had for it was pretty good. We sold a lot of art, over $1,000 was sold in art.
Nice.
And we had DJ Huey Reed come out and show up.
For our listeners listening, Sci-Fi Bauer has been a fan of the show for the very, very beginning. He is an amazing local artist. We will be posting the information on our website and on our Instagram, so just if you can, just pass by and show support.
Thank you. Much appreciated to Vincent and to EJ Eon Faze, and I want everyone in Miami to come out to our show.
Absolutely. If you can, send us pictures, that we could put it on our website.
Oh, absolutely. I will send y'all pictures as soon as we get them on Friday. And thank you for the 5 minutes, and have an awesome show.
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you.
I love him.
Cool.
He is such a cool and talented person. I mean, ever since he came into our life, not only professionally through the radio show, but as a close friend, he has done exceptional things. You can see all his passion through his artwork. So if you guys can, show support, pass by, say hello, shake his hand. Super cool guy.
So, this weekend was a little hectic and a little crazy.
It's a blur. Do not spray me. Damn it.
You know, the whole entire studio is going to get full of Lysol.
Oh, my God.
So, we had Summer at Space this past Saturday.
Yes, I was the one with the pink kind of floaty.
Yes, and I was with the one with the little floaty that didn't fit all the way to my biceps.
That's right.
That was pretty sad.
And why did we get dressed up in crazy beach gear?
This was the only event you're actually allowed to go to space in beach gear.
Yes.
You can go in sandals. You can go in a little floaty. You can paint your nose white with
you can
paint.
You can go in a bikini.
Yes. Which was pretty cool. A couple people did it. Some people didn't. But you know what? I don't care. I was comfortable. So that's all that matters.
I was wearing chancletas. I was having a blast.
So, yeah. Yeah. You women with your chancletas because you don't want to wear heels.
Patrick killed it.
Because you don't want to wear... Patrick and they killed it. It was even the loft.
The loft was full. That was crazy. Even the hip-hop room was full.
Well, it's because we had Cardi there. So mm-hmm. Cardi showed up and that just... blew air out of the water.
That was fun. But we get the Summer Space is going on every Saturday until August.
Yep.
This Saturday we have
Nicole Mutterberg.
Mutterberg.
Yeah. We have she's a very, very major tech house DJ.
I love her hair.
You know, you gotta check it out. We got tickets available for that. We have the 15-year anniversary with Eric Morello on June 13th. And Paul Van Dyke returns to Club Space on June 20th. With our own jefe from committee.
No show!
We'll be spinning also there that night. All the tickets, you can get them online, www.elementsonight.com. You click on the banner that you see of the show that you want to go to, and just use promo code EON, and you'll save on your tickets. But this Friday, we just got announcements yesterday, but we're announcing it today. This Friday, Oscar G.
Yes, at Steam,
Miami.
Which is our new home for EON. EON will be promoting a lot of events there. Cool spot. We checked it out yesterday. Really nice. I liked it. Super excited to see Oscar G.
So we have tickets available for that. You don't have to buy a ticket. It's just a ticket guarantees entry.
Right, because after they reach maximum capacity, they will not let anybody in.
So there's two options. Either get there super early.
Get it for free.
Say EON at the door. Or save yourself the trouble, buy your tickets online, use promo code EON, and spend $7 per ticket.
To see Oscar G.
But you get in automatically.
Yeah, you don't have to make that crazy-ass line. So, meaning your girlfriend would not have to go through pata sucia disease.
Yeah.
So she'll walk in right in.
So that's a cool thing to do. We also have Life in Color.
Yes, it's coming back.
Well, it's not coming back to Miami just yet.
Just yet.
We can't announce anything yet. That's still in the works, but... it is heading to Orlando.
What? Mickey's going to be raving?
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
September 6th, which is Labor Day weekend, we got Life in Color in Orlando. Tickets will go on sale on June 16th. Yes. It's the 16th. Yes. It's 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Okay.
So it's the 16th of June. We have...
Stop spraying me.
Use promo code EOM and you guys save on your tickets. If you guys want to call in the show, it's 516-387-1667.
I will invite you to video chat with us, but I look like shit. My nose is running. I don't even have makeup on. I look bad.
I actually look better than she does. That's a bad thing.
First.
Yeah, that's really bad because I saw the salt and pepper hair going.
And look how bad it was that where I work, the minute they spot that you're sick, they send you to employee health.
Yes.
So I was sent to employee health and they put on one of those little Michael Jackson masks. And I can't take it off.
So were you singing Thriller and Beat It in there?
No, I was pretty much coughing up a lung. But anywho.
So, you had big news this week.
Yes. I'm not pregnant. No, kidding.
Okay.
But it got your attention.
On to the next subject. No, kidding. Go ahead.
No. Seriously, I have the honor and pleasure of actually... working with Evolution 93.5, which is the only dance station in Miami, the only station that plays EDM 24 hours a day. I met Surf and Jen. I met Marco. I met the rest of the crew. I didn't get to meet DJ Grimm because I don't think he was there when we were there. But just the fact of us helping them out and explaining them, you know, all the EDM events that are going on and what the EDM culture is all about is just awesome. At first, it was a little rough. The listeners, such as myself, we were ranting and screaming and asking for bloody murder because they were making it seem like any other morning show. And it killed it because Evolution is not like any other show out there. But once we got to meet them and we saw their point of view, we understood that they didn't know much about EDM. But they're getting there. They're getting there. We're just asking people to be patient.
The only thing I would have to say is when I was in the studio with you guys, he thought my name is FaZe with a Z, right? He thought it was FaZe.
Like
Akara? Like, from A-Team and all that. And I'm just like, I can't tell from my glasses. He goes, no.
No way, Crack will kill you.
I know. But like, Surf is not Surf with a U, it's with an E.
Right.
Mine's FaZe with a Z.
P-H-A-Z-E.
Z-E, not F-A.
C-E. That is hooked on phonics, work for me.
There you go.
I can't laugh. Don't spray me. Stop, that's not helping.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
I try.
Moving forward. The radio station has a lot of big things planned. You will be seeing more of us out there at events. We will be giving stickers. We will be giving you shirts. We will be giving out prizes in the near future. Before, the station was just run by a computer, which was the same generic music over and over again. Now what you're hearing on the station is actual playlists composed by actual DJs at the station.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hearing a one-of-a-kind mix, and that, I think, to me, I like that better. I like knowing that there's real humans running a radio station.
Yes. I mean, I like it.
I've been a fan of that station for over 3 years.
I love From Miami to Ibiza. I love Welcome to the Zoo.
The morning sushi.
I mean, all of the, they have segments now.
Yes.
So it's not just like, oh, look, I heard this song 8 million times already. No.
Right.
They're able to control what music they're going to play and all that, so...
I like it.
You know, I like it.
Oh my god, and DJ Grimm, his night sessions are crazy. And Boober has it, he's a cosplayer and a gamer. Just saying. We might have a surprise later on. Who knows?
The other cool news that I've heard is actually, since we're talking about Orlando at Life and Color not that long ago, is Universal Studios Orlando is going to open up a water park in 2017.
Get out.
So it's called Volcano Water Park in 2017. So Disney, your Blizzard Beach and your Typhoon Lagoon is going to have a lot of issues.
You think so?
Universal just built another, they built a Valley Resort, and now they have 4 resorts and 2 theme parks right next to each other, and now they're putting a water park in there also. Where can you say you can do that?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I was looking at their art design of the water park, and you know how in Typhoon Lagoon the water comes out of like an old abandoned ship? Mm-hmm. And then the waves come out, whatever. They have a similar idea or concept. It's a volcano that erupts water, and that's what causes the tidal wave.
Okay, but that's fine. I mean, they're cool
thing about it. I don't know. It looked to me, it feels like Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, but for me, it's cooler because when...
So, like, it's universal?
No, because I can stay at the Cabana Beach Resort, right? And then basically, walking distance, I have Universal, Islands of Adventure, and Volcano Bay. In Disney, you stay in a Valley Resort, you gotta take a bus. And then when you get off of that park, you gotta take another bus. When you get off of that park, take another bus. So you don't enjoy Disney as much. And Disney's changing their prices and all that, which is ridiculous.
Exactly, which is what you're favoriting. But you don't think that after all these new parks and after all these new arrangements at Universal, they're gonna hike up their prices as well?
No.
Of course not.
But you know what? That's a little subject later on, so let's get to something else.
Meet Jason Mewes at Florida Supercon. He's Jay from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, and more. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida Supercon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at FloridaSupercon.com.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnight.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnight.com.
Commercial, I swear you were constipated in the bathroom when you were recording that on your phone.
Look, No, you know what? I was by myself here in the studio. I was joking around.
What happens when you're alone?
Yes, you guys let me play around with the music and all my programs, and I create that.
Nice.
So, big announcement.
Big geek news.
Okay. Which one do you want to do first?
No.
Two.
Okay, I want to do...
Well, I'll announce the person, and you announce the one that's going to be at that place.
Okay, go.
Okay, so next week, on June 10th, we have a very special guest. The man...
Mind you, he doesn't do interviews at all, but he chose this show to do it. For the first time ever, we have...
Mike Broder from Florida Supercon will actually be on the show, which is the actual... man who brought Florida Supercon to Miami.
And he gave us press passes.
So it's very cool. Which brings us to our second announcement.
Which is Kevin Smith, the man, the legend, will be at the Florida Supercon.
Yep.
And if you don't know who either of these people are, go under a rock or something. Jump off a bridge.
Watch Clerks, Clerks 2, Chasing Amy,
Comic Book
Mallrats. Like, wow. Really?
Comic Book Men.
I know. He's going to be there Sunday at 7:30. On the main stage, it's a separate ticketed event that you must purchase. Go to elementsonite.com, click on the Florida Supercon banner, and you'll be directed to the website and all that.
I like our website. It's like a one stop for everything, like Walmart.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't sell diapers. Or depends.
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
Until we get depends and say, use promo code Eoin.
Right.
So... So, since we're going to Florida Supercon, let's just go right into movies. Which,
okay.
There is a movie that I love.
Well, actually, no. Go back to Supercon.
Okay.
Go back. Since we have these beautiful, beautiful golden tickets called press passes, and we have access to pretty much everybody in the Supercon that whole weekend, I wanted to ask our listeners who they would like for us to interview and what questions would you like for us to ask. Now remember, you have to keep it classy because I will not be getting kicked out in my Superwoman costume.
Yes, and I'm Skeletor, and I know I'm a little brat and an idiot, but you know what? I'm not going to get kicked out of here.
No, we worked really hard for these press passes. But however, we want you to be a part of it. So if you do check out their website, scroll down to all of their guests and talent that they'll be having. Tell us who you want us to interview, and we'll gladly do it. I know I'm dying to interview Billy Dee Williams.
Yes.
He is my number one person.
Yep.
And then Dana from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, because me and him were friends. We chat all the time. Love him.
Really?
I love him.
You chat all the time?
All the time.
Well, I want to do Jerry the King Lauder.
Oh, yeah?
That's going to be insane. He actually makes comic books.
Yes, he does.
So that's a pretty cool one to interview also.
I mean, they have like so many amazing guests. It's crazy.
You got to check it out. You got to get your tickets. I mean, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you got to do it.
If you're going and you're going dressed up, let us know ahead of time where you're going to be. We'll take pictures of you. We'll feature you on our website as well.
We'll try to put, we're talking to Florida Supercon. We're trying to come up with a schedule so that way you guys can see where we're going to be at. So that way you guys can be like, oh, look, you know, the EON Network's going to be here. We're going to go over there to see them there.
I mean, I know there's going to be a bunch of Superwoman, but my Superwoman costume is actually different.
Yes.
And I'll be walking around with little Phil, my little stuffed panda, and he'll be wearing a little Superman cape.
Yes.
So if you see me with little Phil and a cave, come up to me, say hi, we'll take pictures, we'll interview you, we'll interact, we'll exchange Instagrammers, and, you know.
I'll be Skeletor, and obviously I'm going to have a custom-made staff that I'm making myself, actually this weekend. So, yeah, check that out also. But now that you're dying, there's a lot of backlash for a movie, which is Big Trouble in Little China.
I love that movie. That was, like, the first movie ever to give the concept of, you know, Mortal Kombat.
Well, it's coming back.
With the original guy?
No, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's it. I'm done. Unplug me. I'm leaving. I'm done. No, we will not discuss this topic any further.
They're basically saying that the only good thing about it is that they already make The Rock look dumb in movies, so this might be a pretty good role for him.
How do you figure?
I don't know. It's The Rock. He's an idiot.
No! So, I don't want The Rock in this movie.
One of our loyal fans, Ben Temple, said, Big Trouble in Little China is one of those scarecrows that you don't remake ever. I'll definitely pay to see a sequel with the original actors, though. Which makes sense.
No. I mean, I don't mind. The movie alone was amazing.
I would love to see Kurt Russell.
I want Kurt Russell back. And if you could bring back the little Asian girl with the green eyes, even better.
But no. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to watch that movie this weekend.
I love that movie.
That's going to be something for me to do this weekend. So, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh fans.
Wait, I need to give a shout out to my backseat co-host.
What happened?
Jeff, he's listening and interacting with me via Messenger because I'm sure he's putting his little ones to sleep. Hi, Jeff! Oh, he says that he'd rather watch The Marine 4 with The Miz.
That's pretty bad.
I feel I have the same. Don't mind me, I'm a mess.
So,
the same thought.
With other movies, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh fans, guess what? You're not getting a movie. But Beyblade is.
Oh. Why?
Why Beyblade? Supposedly they got billions of dollars off of a stupid little toy that you spin around in a little arena and they attack each other. So they're making a live-action movie of that. Yeah. I think they're running out of ideas for movies.
Jumping.
So let's remake everything. Let's remake Ghostbusters.
Didn't we have a poll last week, or are we extending that?
The poll is being extended. We have a contest on our website for the 80s movie reboot. Basically, we have five selections. It's Gremlins. It's Neverending Story. It's
The Princess Bride.
It's Flash Gordon and Teen Wolf. Basically, go on our website. There's a banner on the front page. Click on that banner. Vote for the movie that you would like to be rebooted there. And we're going to give the answer next week. And
John Cannon cannot cheat because we actually fixed the system.
Yes. The system's actually fixed for once. There's another movie that I saw a trailer for this week. It's Pawn Sacrifice.
Okay.
Which is a true story of the U.S. Chess player.
Yes.
From the 1970s, I think it was. 1970 or 1940s. That he actually competed against the Russians. It actually looks like a very intense movie.
It's funny because my little cousin Georgie, he's like a huge chess player. Mm-hmm. He's in high school. He's starting high school. He's in the chess club and whatnot. And he actually loves this story.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I actually would want to see it. Because you see the guy, he's so in tune to try going into a battle against this guy from Russia in a chess match. And that's during the war between U.S. and Russia. So it's pretty cool. I like it.
Another news regarding movies. I don't know if you heard, but Catherine Chappell, also known as Kay, she was a special effects editor, I think, for the show Game of Thrones.
Okay.
She was killed in Africa by a lion in one of those animal sanctuaries. When the woman was attacked, they didn't know who she was, but she was just now recently identified as Catherine Chappell.
How bad did they attack her?
It was bad. The driver of the sanctuary said that she had opened her window,
mm-hmm.
and she was like out with her camera taking pictures. And I think it was the clicking of the camera that attracted the lion. The lion came and just mauled her out.
Wow.
So our prayers to her friends and family.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Yeah, that was a really good shot.
And that was enough of that. So, we have a new resident. Announce it. Announce it to these people. The new resident of China.
Besides sumo wrestlers?
Yes.
Oh. Godzilla, people. I'm talking about that big-ass lizard. He finally got his residency approved by the city of China.
This is not a joke. This is actually real. Like, Godzilla's actually going to be a resident.
After all these years. The bipolar lizard has finally been granted citizenship in China.
Like,
and how did the people of China celebrate? By allowing the big Godzilla to destroy a big part of it.
Yep, and running scared and going, ah, Godzilla!
Ah, Godzilla! And the Godzilla going, ah! Yep, it was a huge pachanga.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So what does Vixen J have for all these lovely listeners right now?
So are you familiar with a family that we've been seeing for like the past 20 years, known as the Simpsons?
Oh, I thought you were going to say about, you know, other people. I was going to say no, I'm just kidding. Right.
Okay. So, my did you know is that Simpson related. And if you guys have any more that you'd like to share with us, you can call us at 516-387-1667. Hopefully, I will not cough in your ear. Okay, so the Simpsons ride pokes fun at a whole, like a much a bunch of parks, including the Disney Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, It's a Small World, the Hall of Presidents, and the Jungle Cruise.
Wow.
Yes, it is true. I actually sat through the whole episode. No, not for sure. I Googled it.
we've been on the ride before, and you actually see there's a part that Homer's like, oh, don't get the beer, and it's actually part of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yes.
So it's pretty
and when
cool.
Lisa sticks her hand in the Duff ride, and it's supposed to be It's a Small World.
And then, no, they're...
And they're singing Duff Beer for you.
Yeah, there's a part also that they go somewhere, and he's like, oh, my God, a kiddie ride, and da da da, and the guy comes with a big panda.
Yes.
That's from A Small World also.
It is true.
There you go.
I personally can't wait for the 4th of July weekend. Stalkers, now you know where I'm going to be. When we go back there, we're going to get to ride it, and I know us, as we're riding it, we're going to be pointing it out,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
So I'll see
and
you like
actually, yeah, I actually forgot to mention when it wasn't in the where I actually found this information. Have you ever gone to Disney Quest?
No.
There's a ride, there's a 3D simulator where you're actually in a raft and you're rafting down like a river and you see dinosaurs and whatnot. That was actually incorporated in the ride at Universal.
Oh wow.
When they fall into the river and you see going river riding, there's dinosaurs, yeah. That's from there.
Very nice. What else do we have from The Simpsons?
The Simpsons TV show, the opening credits, Maggie used to ring up $847.63. Why? Because in 1989, that was an estimated price of raising a baby for the month.
God, that's a lot of money to raise a baby.
And 1989. So we were expensive babies.
Yeah, we were.
Very.
Too bad for my mom.
Homer was... Okay, can I continue before I start coughing? Homer was supposed to be revealed as Krusty the Clown. That's why they look alike. Supposedly, the writer said that was going to be Homer's secret identity.
Yep.
Like, secret life.
And then wrong with it. I don't know why they didn't.
I know, that would have been funny. And then, last but not least, Conan O'Brien was a writer on the show back in the day. On his first day of work, a bird flew through the window, killing itself.
I did hear that when that happened, they said it was a good omen.
It'd be a thing,
I don't know how it's a good omen, but whatever.
Well, you know what else? Yeah, have you ever noticed in The Simpsons when they always show the scene of the factory, you hear a crow going, quack,
yeah.
Whatever? When they did an episode once in India, they moved the plant to India. Instead of hearing a crow, you heard a cow. It went, moo. And that's all I got.
I got something. So all you Jim Selfie out there people, like, oh, I want to take a picture of myself. I want to take a picture of myself.
I do that.
Well, then you might have psychological problems.
Oh, but everybody knows that.
Yeah. The study conducted at Brunel University found that a person who posts gym selfies are fueled by narcissism.
But that was also said.
Which
about,
is a problem where they gain pleasure for admiring themselves.
Listen, Linda, that was also said for people that take selfies all the time. And Miami was voted the number one selfie state in the world. But that's because we have beautiful people living here.
You
sorry,
are narcissistic.
Omaha, Nebraska,
you
have people in paley skin and can't take selfies.
And if you didn't know that, guess what?
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! Meet Brad Dalton, the actor who plays Agent Grant Ward in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at Florida SuperCon. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at floridasupercon.com.
Get ready to celebrate Club Space's 15th anniversary on June 13th with special guest Eric Murillo. Visit elementsofnight.com and use promo code EON.
I was dancing.
I couldn't move.
Oh, I know you can't move. You look like you're about to die right now.
I'm about to die.
But you know who's not, you know who is going to die, right?
Who?
Kris Jenner. No, not Chris. What's her name?
Caitlyn?
The mom.
Oh, the ex?
Yes.
Why?
Because of how hot Caitlyn Jenner looks like.
Oh my God, I know.
So.
That must be, not only like, does your ex-husband leave you because he wants to be a woman, but then he turns out to be even better looking than you.
I'm sorry to say, but like, look, I'm a guy, but, you know.
She looks really pretty,
yeah,
man.
She does. Like, whoever did her surgery.
Good for her.
Did very good. And
good for her. And I don't understand why people are hating. You know, you only have one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
life is short. She was miserable for 65 years. She's enjoying what's left of her life. Let her be, man.
My whole entire take on it is that you have to live your life. If you are a man born in a woman's body or vice versa, whatever, do what you have to do because it's one life. You're
exactly.
either going to be miserable the rest of your life or you're going to be happy. At least now she's going to be happy with who she is and be able to, you know, live her life before she dies.
I agree.
She agreed.
I agree. And I actually told off a lady. When I took Adrian to get his foot checked,
mm-hmm.
That's when they were announcing the whole reveal, whatever. This lady, I don't know, she's like, oh my God, that's not right. God didn't intend for men to be women. Like, she was going all off.
Oh.
I turn around and I tell her, listen, is he your problem? Did you pay for the surgery? Do you sleep with him? Do you know him personally? No. Then shut up and stop hating. And then before I walked in, because of course I waited for me to walk in when I was safe behind the door, I tell her, you should ask who his plastic surgeon was and get fixed.
Oy, that's bad.
But that's why I said it when I was walking already inside safe doors.
So, talking about men changing to women.
Yes.
Your favorite TV show finale.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
She'll feel better by next week, hopefully.
Oh, no, I need to get better by this weekend.
If not, we'll have a robot here.
I need to get better by this weekend. I have Oscar G and my best friend's bachelorette party. I'm the maid of honor. I need to be there.
So I'm on the TV show.
Okay, so RuPaul's Drag Race. I love this show. I've been watching this show for like 7 seasons now. Has it been that long?
Jesus Christ.
Yes, it has, actually. I was totally going for Ginger Minj. I think she was amazing. She was beautiful for a plus-size girl. You know, she could sing. She's gotten better in her dancing. You know, but she was going up against Pearl and Violet. Pearl, not too fun.
No.
Violet, whatever. But supposedly, if you all watch it, if not, sorry for the spoiler alert, Violet won.
Yeah. So.
But everybody was tweeting frantically, and I was one of them, that Ginger Minj should have been the queen, and Ginger Minj will always be our queen, and she retweeted and favorited my tweet.
Right.
Hopefully one day, I mean, she's from Orlando, and they're touring. I know that Pearl is making an appearance this weekend here in Miami.
Okay.
I think I see the name of the club. Then we'll post it. And from what I've heard, because I have a coworker of mine that actually sees them all the time, he says they're really down to earth. They're really opening to, like, their fans. So, who knows? Maybe we'll see one of them this weekend.
Very nice. The only thing I have with you know, TVs and all that is Disney XD. So, all you Marvel fans and Spider-Man fans, they're renewing the season. That's pretty good. I haven't really watched them. Like, I really don't get into it. It's not the original old cartoons.
The only cartoons that I like, and it's when they play it randomly, is the Lego cartoons.
Yes. That I like Robot Chicken.
And Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken's awesome. Which... just another thing, you know, since Seth Green does a lot of crazy stuff and all that, there's a company on YouTube, Bad in the Sun.
Yeah.
Which they do their superhero beatdown. This one was Ryu versus the Green Ranger.
And it was Tommy.
Yes. It was actually Tommy from the Green Ranger, Tom. Which, to be honest, it was an amazing.
No, he cheated. He had a sword.
Well, whatever. The thing is that he didn't really cheat.
He cheated.
It's a popularity contest.
He cheated.
And then Ryu turned into evil.
And I bet you he did what John did and went in and voted like 500 times. He cheated.
It could be because, mind you, when you think about it, he is part of their, like, company and all that shit. So, obviously, they might say, no, we're not. I'm not going to lose because I'm not going to do that. But, besides the point, he did win. The Green Ranger won. The next battle is a team of two, which is Joker and Harley Quinn versus Deadpool and Tamino.
That's pretty badass.
You can see all the epic battles on YouTube on Bat in the Sun. So, it's pretty cool.
And you can actually vote.
And you can vote. They're taking the votes now for the team-up, the two-team-up match. And there was some other guy, because we're doing Loot Crate, but we're actually changing it this month, because we found out there's a Nerd Box and a 1-Up Box and an Arcade Box. And a kitty box.
And
adult pleasure box. And an adult pleasure box, which, to tell you, for $60 is a waste of money. But we found this guy called Barnacles Nerdgasm. Dude, Dude, this guy's funny.
I thought he was hilarious.
I thought he was hilarious with that bat knife. No, 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 no.
So basically what he does is he orders a mystery box. It's called a mystery box. Yes. Loot Crate is an actual company. Mm-hmm. He orders mystery box from all of these companies that have the same concept. And then he tells you which company packs the most stuff in their box.
He shows you everything they packed, like the T-shirt that it came with and all that stuff. And it was pretty cool because...
So he rates, every month he rates 7. Because every month they each seem to have the similar...
No, he had a bunch of months that he didn't open. He had 2 months that he didn't open for one of them.
Okay.
So he opens up basically like 3 or 1 or 4. Depends on how many months he can't open them. It was funny. And he uses a bat knife to open up every single freaking box.
It's hilarious.
And then he just throws them. And then he wears every shirt. And he goes, oh, I got 7 shirts.
Not ready to do laundry.
I don't have to do laundry for a week. And, you know, it's just, it's funny as hell.
It's funny. The little graphics that he puts in there. Yeah. The little inside jokes and the little nerd jokes that he does to describe each of the items.
Yeah. Oh, the shirts are so soft and all that. No, this one's not so soft because it's the Hanes shirt. But the other one was so soft. Like, it's, you have to check them out. It's Barnacle's Nerdgasm. We're going to put them on our actual website. If you go on the news page, I'll post one of his videos there, and we'll actually put, you know, how you can follow him and everything like that. So it's pretty cool.
I mean, thanks to him, we came across another...
Which we're going to get. It's the Nerd Box, right, or the Arcade Box. It's Nerd, I think, nerdbox.com. They give you either a Nerd Box, a Kids Box for girls or boys, a Horror Box, and an Arcade Box.
Right.
So I think we're getting the Arcade Box and maybe the Nerd Box.
I just find it funny how he's like, oh, we are getting. Because as soon as the box comes in, you open it, you get the shirt.
What we're going to do is this. I'll get the Arcade Box because I like video games more. You'll get the Nerd Box.
And we'll compare it?
With your shirt size for the Nerd Box. And I'll get the Arcade Box for my shirt size. All
right.
So we get to share now.
Just saying.
Okay. So... For all you comic book freaks out there, we have new release Comic Book Wednesday. For all the kiddies out there, we have giant-sized Little Marvels number 1.
How
is that? I swear to God, they're the cutest little Marvel characters. And they're Marvel, but they're like little, they're miniature size.
Oh my God!
With big heads.
You're such a girl.
The Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows number 1.
How is that?
Finally, they're going back to the old roots of Spider-Man with Mary Jane and all that. So that one I might actually start reading since it's part number 1. And Secret Wars number 3. And there's a bunch more that came out. Just check it out. Go to your comic book store. I recommend Tate's Comic Books in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh my God, but the parking is a mission.
Parking is a mission, but that place is big and that place has a lot of stuff.
And if you get hungry, there's a Los Verdes across the street.
Yep, so there you go.
And they bring the food to you. You don't have to wait in line.
Oh my God.
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. 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 You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
So we have a douchebag in Florida.
My ex-husband? Oh.
My ex-wife? No, we kid.
I kid.
So, we had 3 juveniles and an 18-year-old that were arrested. I thought it would be smart to make a video of what they did.
I bet you they go to club therapy.
Maybe. But what happened was that they stole a car, they stole a bunch of jewelry, they stole a bunch of cars, they stole a safe, they had the... They're like, oh my God, look at this! We're banging and da-da-da-da. They showed their faces. That's the bad part. This was 8 months ago that they've been robbing people.
Okay.
What happened was that some stupid... And I'm giving the douchebag of the week award to all 4 of them. I gave it to 1.
No.
Because this stupid one crashed one of the stolen vehicles that they had.
Right.
Ran, because obviously it's stolen. Oh, shit, the car's stolen. I'm going to run and dip. But guess what was in the car? The stupid video. Of all 4 of them.
They were recording everything?
They recorded, oh my God, look, I got money, look at all the money, this is how we roll, and da da da.
Dumbass.
So he ran, but the video was still in the car. But he's got the video, we're able to find all 4 guys, and they all got arrested.
That's like that idiot that went to rob Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know where, but he covered his face, but he went with his Leatherman's jacket. They had his player's number and his name on the back.
Wow. So you can guys are really stupid. And honest to God, for that, we have an award for you and we have a song for you guys.
You're a stupid dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
Jimmy, that's why you're such a dumbass.
Your mother.
I'm your idiot.
So, you like that one, right? About the forever? Did I do that every time?
No, I'm just laughing because I'm high on meds right now.
Oh, that's pretty much it. So, for all you StarCraft and Diablo 3 fans out there, which actually, you know what? I'm actually buying this weekend, StarCraft 2. It's 50% off in GameStop. So, it's $10.
Why?
Because of StarCraft. You know how badass that game is online?
So, why is it playing it for $10?
Because it's been out for a while, but now
so
I can play.
It's not that good. Then.
It is good, but the problem is that I haven't been in the loop with everybody else. Mm. But I'll be practicing and then beating everybody up while you're doing a little.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I'm wearing a white beater. I just gotta put the hat back.
I don't know what you think I will be doing this weekend in the bachelorette party. We will not be engaged into any shenanigans.
Yeah. So, Elder Scrolls Online comes out next week.
I donated all those dollars to the homeless.
Oh, my God. All you Elder Scrolls fans out there, next week on the 9th, for Xbox One, PS4, and PC, we got Elder Scrolls Online is going to be released. And then some weird news. Batman Arkham comes out pretty soon,
24. Didn't I get you an action figure?
Yes, you did. It's put away until I can get a nice shrine for it. So, Batman Arkham is coming out pretty soon.
Right.
But they said that games that come out in June are like games that come out to play it safe. If you really want to make money on, you release them during the fall, during Christmas.
Right.
Supposedly, they did this because the game was supposed to release on October 2014 by Rocksteady, but they pushed it back to give them more time to make sure that the game was 100% complete.
Oh, by the way, I just got a tweet. That says that the cops followed them. Oh, no, he has a point. He says, last week, dumbass in Charlotte robbed a gas station. Cops caught them following their footprints in the snow.
Are you kidding me, bro? Can I ask you guys really what it is that you guys do? Like, if you're going to steal something.
Like, don't they want to be America's most dumbest criminal?
No, I've heard people in jail would talk to each other going, no, if I would have done that, I would have done it this way, and I would have done it that way. And I'm like, hold on a second. If you're all in jail, don't you think you all did something wrong? Why would you take advice from someone who's in jail?
Oh, my God. That's like I'm not mentioning any names, but there's this person that I used to know that she was cheating left and right, but she was caught, like, every time, but yet she's giving advice on how to do it, but yet you were caught.
So, yeah.
While DJ Carnage was rocking the stage of Club Cinema's sold-out show, what happened next would light up Twitter. Club goers snapping pictures of VSO and sports to the DJ.
Bitch says she had Chipotle. Carnage returns to the Club Cinema on June 13th and June 14th, and he's bringing some friends along. Snails, Lucas, Morgan Page, and Loudpuck, join him and more. Get your tickets now at www.asocsfl.com and use promo code EON to save on your tickets.
Comic-Con is coming to Miami. Florida SuperCon is June 25th to the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. SuperCon is the largest Comic-Con in South Florida, with celebrities and artists from your favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, anime, video games, and comic books. Meet stars from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Who, Once Upon a Time, Star Wars, Star Trek, Clerks, your favorite cartoons, video games, and more. Get your tickets today at FloridaSuperCon.com.
Right now, we can actually see his face right now, so you know,
let's do this. Thank you and welcome all the way from Australia.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, the reason why you caught our attention is because you look just like the character Wolverine, spot on.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure you get that a lot.
Yeah, I get a little bit, which is not too bad. Pretty flattering to think that people actually think I look like the character, so it's all good.
That is awesome. So I guess we should start with questions from our listeners. One of them wanted to know, why the character of Logan? Why Wolverine?
Well, everyone loves Wolverine, don't they? I've always been a big fan of Wolverine. I always wanted to cosplay him, but I never thought I could really pull it off, just because of the body image, so to speak. But I thought I'd give it a shot, did the hair, got a good response, and just went headfirst into it from there.
That's awesome. Another person wanted to know, how big is the world of cosplay in Australia?
It's growing. It wasn't so big about a year ago, but it's slowly getting there. Not on the standards of America, but we're growing. It's getting good. Especially here in Western Australia, we're getting some really awesome cosplays, so it's taking off. It's fantastic.
That is awesome. So you guys get cons over there?
Yeah, we have a couple of little cons. We have Australian Comic Con, and we have an event called Supernova, which are our two biggest cons. Comic Con's slowly getting there, but Supernova's the real big one for us over here. We get really good crowds. It's awesome. And every year it's getting bigger, so it's fantastic.
That is awesome. Let me see, what else we have? So, your costume.
Yeah.
do you change it every time that Wolverine changes in the movies?
I try to do every version of Wolverine there is. So I even do my own versions of Wolverine. I do an armored version of Wolverine. But every version of Wolverine I try to do. The only bad thing about Wolverine, he doesn't have any real flashy sort of costume.
Right.
That's why I'm wearing my X-Men, the leathers that he wears in the X-Men 2 and 3. I think they're pretty cool. And the Days of Future Past where he wears the armor and that as well. I like that one too.
Very nice, very nice. So do you prefer Marvel over DC?
The age-old question, Marvel over DC. I love Marvel. Yeah, I love Marvel. Marvel has a Hulk. How can you not love Marvel? But DC, the animated movies of DC are awesome. I think the Justice League movies of DC are awesome. And you got Batman in DC. I mean, who doesn't love Batman? Everyone loves Batman.
Oh, no.
There we go.
No. See, no. I am a huge Superman fan. So, no.
Superman. Yeah, Superman game's all right. But, you know, Batman's just so cool. I don't know. Superman's just a show off to me.
It's okay. We still love you. It's okay.
I mean, Superman versus the Hulk. Who doesn't want to see that? I mean, come on.
I would actually love to see that.
That would be nice.
We have another question.
Yeah.
What was the main thing that got you into this world of cosplay?
Okay. So, I mean, even when I was a young kid, I used to dress up. I mean, I think my first costume was actually Rambo when I was about 10. So I've always sort of been into this kind of thing. But later on in my life, I went to a small convention and I've seen some guys, some Star Wars guys, the 501st and things like that, dressing up. And I was like, wow, man, I've got to get into this. So I started with a Doctor Who cosplay. Doctor Who goes right over there, doesn't it?
Yeah, Doctor Who, we have WhoCons a lot over here in the States.
So I was doing Doctor Who before it was sort of popular. I got a pretty good response, but I wanted to step up and do a superhero because, you know, Marvel, it's just the way it is, man. I love Marvel, love superheroes, so yeah. Yeah, it's just seeing what other guys did and being a bit of a geek myself, I just wanted to jump in head first, so I went for it.
Well, I'm glad you did, because like I said, you do his character spot on. You could be his double in any of the movies.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to contact you, Jackman, but he doesn't seem to respond. But yeah, that'd be a dream of mine if he actually said, you know, wow, you're doing a great job. And Yeah, Gene Hackman's actually studied acting in Perth, where I live now. So we're close, me and you. He just doesn't know it yet.
Well, that's funny because one of our listeners is asking if you ever met him, since you're both from Australia.
Yeah, no, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting him yet. I mean, I wish I could. He seems like a real down-to-earth top guy. And he's dinkum Australian, I tell you what. I mean, he doesn't change for anyone. He's an awesome guy.
How do you feel about that Wolverine 3 will be Hugh Jackman's last time playing the Logan?
I'm upset. I hope it's not true, but he is getting on. I was hoping he would do an old man Logan. I don't know if you guys know about old man Logan, the comic series.
Yeah, I've seen. Well, you read the Death of Wolverine, right?
Yeah, I read that. In my eyes, he's not dead. He's just waiting for someone to bring him back.
You know,
he just sealed an adamantium, so, you know, he's still there, Wolverine.
It's funny because we actually met the creator of Wolverine in one of the cons here in the States, and I asked them, why did you kill Logan? And all he said to me was, because it needed to be done. And then he pushed me away.
What a jerk.
Exactly.
He's got to come back. They always come back, don't they? You can't kill off Wolverine. I mean, geez, people. Character before it is. I mean, everyone loves Wolverine. Trying to kill him off. But in another way, it's good because I don't know if you continue reading the comics after the death of Wolverine, where his clone daughter, X-23, is actually getting a bit more of the spotlight, which is good because I think she's like a badass female character. I mean, she's one of my favourites. She don't take no crap from no one. I love that character. So. But then to be putting a bit more into her is fantastic. But bring Wolverine back. Everyone wants Wolverine.
You know, if we see him again, I'm going to play him, you know, this interview.
Yeah, play that for him. Say, come on, Bob, what's he doing?
Come on. Okay. Okay, so another person wants to know, how long have you been cosplaying?
Okay, so cosplaying all up, I'd say about 3 years. Doing Wolverine, looking about 8 months now.
Wow.
So
have you done other characters, big characters besides Wolverine?
Am I working on or do I have any?
Either or, working and have any.
Not as big as Wolverine. I mean, Wolverine's such an iconic character. Everyone knows who he is. Everyone loves who he is. Especially in Australia. I mean, he's big in Australia because our man Hugh plays it. But, yeah, not as big as Wolverine. I am going to start working on Daredevil. I've always loved Daredevil as a character, and I think the TV series has done him real good justice, and that new costume is just amazing. So that's next to me, Daredevil.
Nice. So we're going to have to bring you back when you're Daredevil.
Of course. I'd love to be back. Dark Horse in Miami. Yeah. What's up, Miami?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Definitely. For sure. Come down to Miami. We'll do some cons and then we'll go party. We'll have a good time.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm up for that. Yeah.
We'll hang out with Wolverine. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in full costume. I mean, even when I'm not cosplaying Wolverine, I'm sort of cosplaying Wolverine. I go with the hair and everything like that. So, yeah.
I wonder how many people would actually think he's the real Wolverine if he's walking around in the streets of Miami.
A lot, right?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. I sometimes get some kids going, "Wow." You the royal Wolverine. They're sort of like stand there in awe, but yeah.
And you tell them yes?
Pardon?
Do you lie to them and tell them that you are?
I can't lie to the kids. I might say, I'm his brother or something like that. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do get a bit cheeky. So, yeah.
I mean, have you worked on the voice of Wolverine?
Not really. I mean, it's a sort of dark, gritty voice. I mean, when I'm in character and it comes, I'll lay it on, you know, like get some bub, something like that.
named his son Logan because his favorite character is Wolverine.
Yeah. It's surprising that there is a lot of kids named out there named Logan. And it's their parents are big fans of Wolverine and call them kids Logan. I think that's mint. I mean, that's just awesome. And they get so excited when they bring their kid up and they're like, oh, my kid's name's Logan. When I have a boy, I'm calling him Logan. So, yeah.
Well, that's the next question. They want to know if you have a family, and if yes, do they all cosplay along with you?
No family as of yet. I have two dogs, which is enough for me at the moment. I am engaged to a beautiful girl, and I'm trying to slowly get her into cosplay, but it's a hard journey, I tell you. She's not big on people taking her photos, and I don't care. Apart from that, I have my cosplay family, which is the guys I look up to and things like that. We're over here in Perth because cosplay is not that big. Mm-hmm. We all sort of know each other, so we are a sort of family.
That's awesome. So now that you mentioned that you're engaged, congratulations. I just recently got married in Vegas by Darth Vader. So I will send you the picture. I will send it to you.
So, I look forward to seeing it.
So my next wedding. Yeah, it was actually. It was awesome. So I was going to ask you, when you get married, will it be a Wolverine-themed wedding?
Oh, man, imagine that. Yeah, I don't think she'll be up for that. We're a bit strange. We've been engaged for like 6 years.
So, oh, wow.
I'm still not sure if she wants to actually marry me. Or,
oh. Yeah,
it's all good. If we do get married, it'll be a small theme wedding. That's what I want.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our listener is asking what type of materials do you use when you do your cosplay? Like, do you do the claws? You do them yourself?
No, I've got the claws custom made for me in resin. My bone claws, a good friend of mine, Dadpool Cosplay, made them for me. They're awesome as well. So, with my other stuff, my armored, I use the EVA foam, things like that, and lots of junk to make. But I mean, EVA phones, I'm working a lot with that now. I've still got a long way to go in the cosplay world, to tell you the truth. I mean, I see some of the guys' builds that they make themselves and warble and stuff like that, and I'm just amazed. So, yeah, it's a big learning step for me, and I've got a long way to go.
I have another fan. His name is Rene Fernandez, and he's telling you to please help him. He's trying to make an Iron Man costume, but it looks more like a bucket than Iron Man.
Well, I do have the Iron Man expert with me right now. Do you want to speak to him about that?
Please, if you don't mind, that way we could get this listener off our backs.
Yeah, no, this guy is an expert. Introduce
him. Hi, how you going?
Hi, expert.
It should be my first name. It's going to be awesome.
So we have a listener here in Miami that he's been trying to make an Iron Man costume. And when he saw the picture of our favorite friend next to you with you, he wanted to know if you could help him create one. Because right now his helmet looks like a bucket.
Well, I think my first helmet looks like a bucket as well. It's easier than you think. There's a thing called Pepakura where you get templates off the internet and you print them out and then you make it out of foam, like you'll put the templates on the foam, cut it out. With glue, you'll put it together like a giant 3D puzzle, I guess. It's probably not as easy as that sounds, but in the same way, it's easier than you think. It's a lot easier than you think.
So, no, because we could see you, but you can't see us. Your face is very confused right now when you were explaining the process.
It's not.
So I'm just going to tell him from the expert to just go buy a Superman costume because it's not going to happen.
one online, maybe. After that, build your own. I mean, this guy spent years doing his perfecting his costume, so yeah.
And it pays off because we saw a picture and it was spot on.
Thank you. It's the best in Australia, the best maybe in the world that I've seen.
See, no.
Wow.
That, yeah. See, now I want to go to Australia and hang out with these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're awesome. Yeah, we're pretty good at that, Kobe. Come over, have a barbecue, beers, you know, rolls. That's how we roll in Australia.
I mean, it's funny because the only thing that I know from Australia, and I'm sorry to sound so ignorant, is a show called Thunder from Down Under that's famous in Vegas. That's the only thing I know.
I like strippers with that.
Exactly. So the fact that there's also cosplay in Australia, like, okay, that totally caught my attention. Let's bring them on and get their side of the story.
Yeah, we're cosplay strippers.
You know, you could actually start a trend.
No, we're not. Be a market for
them.
Yeah,
there could be. An Iron Man and Logan strippers. That's awesome.
Oh, God.
I will totally hire you guys for a next bachelorette party.
All right, fly us over. We're there.
So you actually making costumes and fairly new in the cosplay world. What tip or advice do you have for people that want to get into this world?
You need patience. Advice. It's a big learning step. Sometimes things work, sometimes they don't. But don't give up. Just keep trying. Getting into cosplay, a lot of people just think it's the costume itself.
Right.
It's not all just about the costume. It's about how you act and how you portray the character. I mean, 70% might be costume. The other 30% is, like, when you're in costume, you are that person.
Exactly.
You know? You've got to totally rock it. Study up on the character. Find out their poses. You know, a lot of that's involved as well. But, be patient. Never give up. Jump in head first. Go for it.
Well, see, my cosplay character, because I have the dark hair and the light eyes, is Wonder Woman. So I do Wonder Woman a lot. Thank you. And I will send you pictures of that as well. Yes.
Yeah. Wonder Woman rocks. He does like Wonder Woman as well. I mean, she's one of my favorites.
Yay.
I want to take pictures.
Yes, I will send you pictures of the Darth Vader wedding and us in cosplay.
Awesome.
But it's true what you say because, like, for example, I have a beard. I would not play a character that doesn't have a beard. For example, a Han Solo or any character in general, like, or Cyclops, I won't do. Because he doesn't have a beard, unless I shave my beard off, you know. But some people just dress up whatever they want. They don't really work the character like they want to. You know, like you, I saw a picture of you, I think, at work, and you were doing a pose of Wolverine while you're at work.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, you... Yeah. Don't tell my work about that. I was supposed to be working.
But you rock it anywhere you go. And there's people that I see at cons that they do rock the character that they're playing, which is amazing, and which I love. You know, and that's why when I saw you, I'm like, no, you... Or spot on Wolverine. So.
Right. Thank you. It's not as easy as people think. And it took a lot of looking at myself in the mirror, taking a lot of selfies, getting advice. Don't be so harsh on people when they give you good advice. I mean, some people will knock you.
Yeah.
And, like, just don't listen to them. But when someone gives you a little bit of good advice, take it and take it on board, especially when they're an expert cosplayer.
Absolutely.
And, it took a lot of the X-Men movies have been banned in my house, like the Wolverine at the moment, because I watch them non-stop. So at least I've got the comics to read now. I can't get in trouble for that. But just be the character, rock it, and feed off other people. You know, if you see people getting excited about what you're doing, you know it's working. So just feed off them. Give them a show.
I think
if you love the character, then you're just going to get the best performance, the more you love it. And even if you don't look like it, you're not quite there, you know, you might have a beard, it doesn't mean, if you love that character, don't let that stop you from doing it. But anybody can cosplay. It's about you having a good time. It's not about being the best cosplay there.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I love you guys. Okay.
It's just with body image and things like that as well. I mean, like Julian said, don't be afraid to do the character you want to do, you know. If your body's not right, I mean, Jesus, I'm not built like Hugh Jackman. I mean, who the heck is? Right. But I still rock the character, and like I'm not afraid to do that character. So, yeah, just give it a shot, eh? Go for it, guys.
I agree. Mm-hmm. That is very nice. Good job, you guys. So where can our listeners follow you on Instagram or any other social media?
Okay, so mine is Dark Horse Cosplay. I'm on Instagram. I'm sort of just starting off on Instagram. More on Facebook. I post more on Facebook, but yeah, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I hardly use Twitter, but I'm on there, so.
And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Deadpool Cosplay Fox. Not Deadpool, but Deadpool.
So, yeah, don't be surprised if a person named Rene Fernandez is stalking you to get advice on the Iron Man costume.
Don't worry.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. For the listeners, don't be afraid to sort of contact some of these bigger names. Some of them might not reply to you, but others will be willing to help you in any way. I mean, especially with us Australian cosplayers, we're pretty friendly and, you know, to give advice where we can, hey, that's what we do. That's what we're all about.
I give advice, especially on my Facebook page. And it's like, you can message me and it's easier for me to send you links. If you do want to know how to make an eye man, I can send links.
Very nice. Yeah. You hear that, Renee? You could leave me alone now.
Is there anything they want to tell us?
I mean, are you guys making any appearances in Australia or maybe sometime in the States?
Wow. That would
be awesome.
Yeah. You guys are so far away.
I know.
Yeah. We're waiting for someone to pay for our
airfare.
But, I mean, that's a dream of mine, and I'm sure of Deadpool as well, to actually go over to one of your big cons.
San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, oh, WonderCon, DragonCon. Like over here, we see all these things. We see them on YouTube. They look so awesome. And it's one of the reasons that you go places, because you see these great places, and you want it to be like that here. It's getting there, but those are the big ones.
Yeah, I totally want to go there and rock one of your cons.
Who knows? Maybe we could talk to people. Maybe we could start a fundraiser for you guys. Who knows?
Imagine that.
That would be awesome. All right, guys. Well, we're almost done. Any last words that you want to say? Any last plugs?
I'm not going to plug or anything like that, but I'm just going to tell the listeners out there, go for it, eh? Don't be afraid to cosplay. You know, if you suffer anxiety or depression or any of those sort of things, that you'll find a lot of cosplayers actually go through that as well. It's good. I mean, just rock and roll. Get out there. Cosplay. Have fun.
Yes.
I think, do it because you love it. And the first con is the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's the hardest. If you get past that one, you know, and you realize that you're not going to be... People aren't going to hate you, and people aren't going to be mean.
Exactly.
You're all here to enjoy it, that you'll start to love it.
Well, that's what I love about the cons. That's what I love about this world. Nobody judges. Nobody makes fun of you. On the contrary, they encourage you, and they take pictures with you, which makes you even want to do it more.
Yeah. The way I look at it, if you can make one person smile, then your job is done.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, on that note, guys... Love you guys. and I know we'll be talking again soon. Who knows, we might even bring you to Miami.
I don't mind sleeping on the floor.
And again, thank you for being with us, and thank you for sharing your time with us. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, no, thanks for having us on. Hey, this is just, this is a big spin out, right? Two Aussie cosplayers on radio in Miami, I mean, wow.
And imagine us having two cosplayers from Australia. This is awesome.
it's just, wow, and it's just like morning over here and late over there. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, we're just getting, like, once we're done here in the studio, we're going to go out dancing.
This is a dancer right next to me. Man, can't stop this guy dancing.
So you guys, you already have our contact. Whenever you want to be back on the show, you're more than welcome to do so.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Yeah. Thank
Love
you.
And so, what I'm saying, I have to say, like, g'day from WA. That's always hey, mate. G'day. G'day, Thomas.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Week in Review, only on the EON Network.
I appreciate the fact that you muted every time I was coughing.
I try my best to do that. I really do. But those guys are awesome.
They're funny. I love them. And I love the fact that even though they're like so far away from us, and the time difference was so, you know, huge, we could still communicate through technology, through the, you know, through Skype.
Really made life a lot easier for us, because back in the day, this interview would not have happened.
No way, it would have cost them, long distance calls.
We're going to post a lot of pictures of Dark Forest cosplay, and
some clips from the actual video, because we were video taping
so
while
actually,
he was Skyping.
In our media section, I'll make a thing for the interview. We'll post some of his pictures of some of his cosplay. Some of them, Dadpool cosplay also. We'll post their pictures also there. So you guys can check out the cool stuff that they do. We'll even put a link for them so you guys can follow them on Instagram and everything.
Another cool thing about the thing with our listener, Rene Fernandez, he was having issues with his cosplay costume of Iron Man. This guy is a professional Iron Man costume. He makes them amazingly, and they're all done by hand. So he even said so himself to Renee, to anybody else that has questions about costumes and tips and ideas, to feel free to message them.
Well, he sent Renee the actual place of where to buy the sheets so he can start making the armor and all that. And Renee calls me and goes, oh, I have a garage. You want to do that? I go, sure. Once I'm doing my two staffs, and then I'm doing my other one, that I have one that's going to be released after Florida SuperCon.
Yeah.
Which is going to be amazing, which I don't want to say anything.
I think he's just better off buying it off from Party City or something.
Just,
until we can make him a real one.
Because honestly, God, that will take me at least 3 months to do. Three to 5 months.
He was saying that his costumes take from 5 to 8 months.
Yeah. It depends on the detail that you want on it. So,
and let me tell you, his costumes are amazing. Both of their costumes are amazing.
So, next week, we have Florida SuperCon, Mike Broder on the show.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. Guys, tune in. Tweet us questions, whatever you want to know.
I already have seven.
We have a bunch of questions we're going to ask them. We want you guys to respond. We want you guys' feedback on what you guys would like to ask them, because he's the one that's bringing you the cons. He's the one that's bringing you all these amazing people. Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, the girl from Chasing Amy. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
He's bringing so many people that Billy Dee Williams, Peter Mayfield.
Chewbacca.
That's Peter Mayfield, mm-hmm. Chewbacca. Dana Snyder.
Yeah, the Chewbacca. So that means you might know him as Peter.
Jerry the King Lawler. Like, the list goes on and on.
It's amazing. It's like a rave. You have to sit down, look at the time slots, highlight the ones you want to see, and haul ass to that thing, because the lines get huge.
The lines get huge.
Take cash, because the ATM machines will rip your new one.
Yeah, we're taking cash for a lot of the things that we want to do over there. It's you know, and check us out. We'll, on Friday, we're not going to go dress. We'll have our EON shirts on.
But we'll have our press passes so you know who we are.
So then on Saturday and Sunday, you'll see me at Skeletor.
And I'll be Superwoman, my little panda.
Yes. So it'll be very cool. Thank you once again. And, I mean, this Friday, well, shit, I haven't plugged in my show. I've been so excited with all these announcements that I forgot to plug in my show.
Oh.
This Friday, I will be back. And I will have you, hopefully, not dying on me.
I'll try.
All right? For DJ Face Trance Session, that's 7 p.m. So for all you transhead, all your EDM lovers out there, I have a show for you guys. It's Friday the 7th. And then after that, when you're done with when we're done with that music, you know, it'll be about 8:30-ish around there. You guys are already pumped up. Drive down to Steam.
To see Oscar G.
And there you
but
go.
But to get a 24-hour EDM mix, you could tune into my favorite radio station on iHeart or on your radio station, which is 93.5 Evolution.
So, I actually, even better yet, after my mix is done at 9 p.m., tune into Evolution 93.5, because while you're driving to Steam, you can listen to Paul Van Dyke, who will be at Club Space on June 20th. And where can they get all this wonderful information, Vixen?
On our beautiful, beautiful website, www.elementsofnight.com.
And the promo code that everybody can use is three simple letters. It's E-O-N. It's not that crazy stuff that people say out there.
Like the FBI. Blah, 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 blah.
No, I got people that go, yeah, my promo code is SuperCounter5070123456789102.
Secret handshake.
Secret handshake.
And then you turn.
Yeah.
And then the kid in play kick.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. And with that, you have anything else?
No.
No?
No.
Well, we'll see you guys Friday. And then we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.